Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So the 1st of February is coming on Thursday, and it might bring the start of spring for many people, but it's also the day we remember Ireland's national and iconic St. Bridget. So in the week when we're thinking about the woman known as the Fiery Arrow and famous, of course, for her ever-expanding cloak, we thought we'd take a look at books that feature strong female lead characters. So from Elizabeth Bennet in Pride and Prejudice to Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games, who gets your vote as the best literary fierce female? Two fierce females with me now here in the studio. I have our Waterford librarians, Tracy McEnany and Jenny Loughran. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being with us again today. So, Jenny, how important would you say it is for our characters to be inspiring and to overcome adversity in order for us to sort of fall for them?
Well, when a character is inspiring, we're rooting for them, and this engages us. It helps us to keep turning the pages. And I think it's particularly so for female characters. When we have our women and girls in real life, women and girls have more obstacles to overcome. It's not a level playing field, so we can engage for them, we can root for them.
And the genre then, or is there a particular genre, would you say, Tracy, that lends itself really well to presenting strong female lead characters?
If you Google strong female characters, you would come up with the science fiction and the fantasy. But there are strong females in every genre. You've got Elizabeth in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. In the classics, you've got Jo March in Little Women and Elizabeth Zott in Lessons in Chemistry. But also, historically, the women have been underestimated, and we are strong women, and they were great women in the Greek myths and legends, and also during the World War One and World War Two, they would have been spies, and makes a great spy novel as well. Mm-hmm. But my favourite kind of strong women books is when you've got maybe a weaker woman has to deal with a problem, and then you've got a whole community helping her. But I also particularly like when it's a whole women community, a group of strong women helping a weaker woman. And I think that's what makes a perfect novel.
So what's in your mind now when you're telling me all of that? Have you got a particular book or story that you're thinking about?
Well, The Colour Purple to me is absolutely fantastic.
Looking forward to seeing the new film iteration of that.
Well, I can't believe it's a Pulitzer Prize winner back in 1983. It was set in Georgia in the 20s. It's the story of Celie's life, right? She's a 14-year-old. But she is surrounded by her sister Nettie, her daughter-in-law Sophia, and the singer Shug Avery. But everybody should read this book. I listen to it on audiobook. It's 8 hours long, but it's just powerful. Lots of twists and turns, and people who are related to her turn out not to be related to her. I can't say too much, but she's had an awful tough out life, and it takes the likes of Shug Avery and Sophia, her daughter-in-law, to show her that she has a voice. She's an independent woman. She has to find her confidence, because no one's going to love you if you don't have confidence.
You're always listening to the audiobooks, aren't you? I imagine you now going around your kitchen or in work with one headphone concealed in under the hair.
We work in libraries. We don't have time to be listening to books or reading books. But I do love an audiobook, and this is super duper. And also, if you are going to the cinema, make sure to read the book before you go, because you get a lot more out of the book than you will out of the film.
That's your rule anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jenny, you're a fan of the fantasy stories, which we mentioned as a genre, which is really good for producing these characters, isn't it?
It is. And I think with fantasy science fiction novels, it gives the author and the reader an opportunity to imagine a world where the female characters don't have the constraints of our societies on them, so they can overcome things. And, you know, they might be fighting demons or aliens or leading charges into battle. But I think, like, a physically strong female character is a good role model for a young girl. It shows them the possibility. And I'm also thinking about characters that don't necessarily have superpowers, like Buffy from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the Black Widow from the Marvel comics, Natasha Romanoff, although you know, we find out that she did have a little bit of enhancement, but I can't say too much. The comic readers will be on straight away, the graphic novel purists. And we're talking about film adaptations there. Some character like Ellen Ripley from the Alien films, but there would have been a huge series of graphic novels would come out after those and picturing people like, you know, like those characters in science fiction. And there's a lot of women writing in science fiction. Ursula Le Guin, Mary Shelley in the classics, and newer authors like N.K. Jemisin. They're given, like as I mentioned earlier on, real life is not a level playing field. In science fiction and fantasy, everything is levelled.
Because we're all encouraging our daughters and our granddaughters and our nieces to read. So if we're looking for fearless females, where do we steer them towards?
Well, my top recommendations at the moment, the Frankie's World novels by Aoife Dooley. She's an Irish author. And they're about novels about fitting in. They'd be aimed at kind of the 9 to 12 year olds. Frankie's fierce, but she doesn't feel it. And the author, Lizzie Huxley-Jones, describes her perfectly. She said, Aoife Dooley captures Frankie's autistic experience with great care, humour and love. I love those books. And Lizzie, who's gave that fantastic description of the Aoife Dooley book, she's written her own book, and she had one coming out with a fierce female character in it, and it's called Vivi Conway and the Sword of Legend. They're set in Wales. Vivi's a regular girl and discovers that she's actually part of a magical group of children. The fiercest females of them all, the Skullduggery Pleasant series. They're for slightly older children, written by Irish author Derek Landy, and Valkyrie Kane is the hero. Now, I know Skullduggery's all over the series and he's a 400-year-old skeleton detective, but to me, the main character is actually Valkyrie, who is an Irish girl. She saves the day on more than one occasion, and the Skullduggery Pleasant series, crying out to be made into TV series or film.
And, so, and that's for, you're saying, older children. So
older
what, 12
children.
And up,
12
maybe?
Up, 12 and up. 12 and right up. Adults will enjoy it as well. That's the Skullduggery Pleasant series.
And the Lizzie Huxley-Jones book, Vivi Conway and the Sword of Legend, that's for the younger ones, is
that's
it?
That's for the younger
like
ones.
Nine
kind of 8, 9 upwards, yeah.
Okay, it's always good to have. Because
looking
make,
forward to the second one
I made
coming
that
out
mistake,
now.
Sometimes bringing home a book that's maybe, you know, wrong, for the wrong age group and it doesn't work, and then it turns them off for all time. So for children then, Tracy, your suggestion on the children's characters that are fierce females?
Well, to me, my favourite book when I was a child was Mary Poppins, and this is by Mary Norton. She is the ultimate fierce woman, really, isn't she? A problem solver, solves the family problems, smart, and of course they had the remake of that film. And Nancy Drew by Carolyn Keene. I used to watch Nancy Drew on a Saturday, and I always preferred when she had Nancy Drew in and with, working with the Hardy Boys, because she always put the boys in the shade, because she always solved the problem.
I love the Nancy Drew books.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You've got Matilda by Roald
Dahl. She's a great fierce female.
She's the best. She is the best.
Yeah, big into the books, big into the education. You have Aunt Shirley from Anne of Green Gables, of course, and then Little House on the Prairie. You have Nancy Olsen, who is very fierce, or you have Laura Ingalls.
Every Saturday morning we'd watch Little House on the Prairie and watch them all. So moving on then to brave characters that might take us on a journey. Tracy, do you want to take us through this? So we're moving into adult books now.
This is Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo. Now, she was the co-winner of the Booker Prize back in 2019. It follows the lives of 12 female characters over the course of several decades. All the characters are interlinked. Really great book. I actually love this book. The Girl with the Louding Voice, Abby Dara, debuted 2020 when this book was published. This is a really special book. It's the story of 14-year-old Nigerian Adunni, who is illegally married to become the third wife of this elderly gentleman to pay her father's rent. All she wants is an education. Her mother was advocating for her education, but of course her mother died. She ends up being sold as a servant to Lagos, a family, rich family. But it's all about Adunni finding her voice and the strength to stand up for herself and get an education. And again, it's got some nice, you know, people helping her along the way. But it's also told in Adunni's voice, and it's told in a kind of a pidgin English. It writes as pidgin English, but it's very, very good. And this, actually, Abby Dara said that the inspiration for this book and Adunni's voice came from The Colour Purple. So that was pretty nice.
To what we've talked about before.
Yep.
Jenny, are you listening to Prophet Song at the moment?
I'm listening to Prophet Song by Paul Murray. And, you know, I was thinking about female characters and relating to them. And at the start, like the main character in it is Eilish Stack, and her husband has been arrested and has disappeared. It's kind of set in a near future in a totalitarian state where a civil society is broken down. And the character at the start, she's just a normal working mother. She's doing regular things. She's nursing her babies. She's getting her kids out to sports. She's thinking about work pressures. She's worried about her dad. Like, that's all very, very relatable. And then the unimaginable happens. And as I'm continuing to listen to the book, I'm waking up worried about her. So I'm listening to it before I go to bed. And the children and my own children are gone to sleep and the whole lot. And I'm listening to a couple of chapters of it. It's on BorrowBox. And sometimes when I hear a book has won a big literary prize, I'm kind of a bit intimidated. I might say,
what you mean.
Yeah, like fair play. I'm delighted for them. But I said, I'll give it a shot on BorrowBox. And I'm waking up worried about Eilish Stack.
I love when a book does that
and
too.
She's been given impossible choices and it's not a happy read, but I think it's a compulsory listen or read.
Okay, I have to get to that one.
Really good.
I went to the Bee Sting before all the hype and then I didn't get to Prophet Song. Yeah. And because I've heard so much about it now, I might be long fingering, but I will go back.
Prophet Song is really readable. And also another one that I think every single person should read is Poor by Catriona O'Sullivan. Now,
that book is keeping you awake at night.
No.
It is fantastic.
5 minutes into the audiobook, I said, no, I'm not going to like this book. I was giving up on it. 10 minutes in, fantastic book.
Yeah, it's
Catriona O'Sullivan
read.
Herself is a fierce woman. And her message in this is, and I think, listen to this, lads, everyone has potential, but maybe, you know, they don't have the opportunities. So today, I would say to people, listen, if you know someone who is less fortunate than yourself, go off and help them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what made me think of this. And I think we all deserve an education. And I think, you know, we're in libraries. Don't judge a book by its cover. And that's why don't judge the book by the appearance on the person. Because again, that person has a lot of potential. And it's, I also think if you have a problem, you tell the whole village, you tell everybody in your street. If you're looking for a house, you're looking for something for your child. This is what happens in Waterford anyway. You tell everybody and someone will say, oh, sure, I know someone who can help you out. So
yeah, there's so much that book sparks in terms of how you feel about how things are being done at the moment, like the supports that Catriona had. Are they still there now for somebody who's in the same position? I was reading that book and every day I would come in here to the office and say, I didn't sleep great last night. Could not sleep after reading it. It's so affecting.
I find
it's so
it very hard to talk about that book. Because you would actually get emotional just talking about the book. It brings a tear to your eye even now, actually, now.
Well, that's our big recommendation there. Yellow Face. I am delighted that we've picked Yellow Face. Another one.
I loved it. It's so divisive.
We're moving into the realm of baddies now.
Yes.
Fearless females who are baddies. I mean, this one is ruthless.
I love this book. We were talking about this, Jenny and myself. It's a bit like Marmite. People hate it or people love it. The character is so horrible. And I think we all try to be nice. And sometimes we just love when someone tells it like it is. And I suppose this is, we'll tell you a little bit about the book
anyway.
We'll tell a little bit about the book. She has a friend, Athena Liu, very successful author. She's had a few books out. And this is about June Haywood. And she thinks Athena Liu is fantastic. She's got everything going for herself. But of course, you know, nobody is perfect. But of course, Athena Liu, anyway, they're out one night and they're making pancakes. I can tell you this because it starts off very early in the book. She chokes on the pancake. And what happens is June Haywood goes into her office, sees a manuscript that's nearly finished. And Athena doesn't tell many people about her books. So she takes the manuscript saying, oh, I'll have a bit of fun with this. I'll try and finish it for Athena. Then passes it off as her own. And then but brilliant. I really love that book, actually.
It's great. Yeah. Such a page turner.
Such an enjoyable book. Yeah. And you've picked Annie Wilkes.
Annie Wilkes in Misery is my favourite baddie. I read that book years and years ago, long long before the fantastic film version, and she is the scariest baddie I ever came across. Another book I read when I was far too young to read it was my friends and I passed around copies of Flowers in the Attic by Virginia Andrews.
We should not have been reading that book at the age of 12. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, the grandmother and the mother in those books, and it's all like, you know, greed and shame, and you know, that's what their motivations are. But Annie Wilkes, I still kind of, I'd have to, what they did in Friends, Joey had to put the book in the freezer for another one very similar, but that's my freezer book. He wrote a different Stephen King book in the freezer. I'd have to put Misery in the freezer.
Yeah. Bad Men by Julie May Cohen. Is
that
another
one? Boss actually recommended this one to me, and it's a great find. It's about a female serial killer. And the protagonist has the great name Safi Huntley Oliver, and she's a baddie, but she kills bad men. So thanks to my boss and Eve for recommending that to me. It's really good find. And Bad Men by Julie May Cohen.
There's another audiobook on your list as well, mm-hmm. The Marriage Portrait by Maggie O'Farrell, which I listened to, and I didn't think that I would like it, and I could not switch it off.
I was the same. 1561, the story of the Duchess of Ferrara, and she's forced into a marriage. Just a meeting of dynasties, really joining of dynasties. But another one I did read, and I didn't think I'd like it either, is Circe by Madeline Miller. Now, this is a Greek mythology. If people like Greek mythology, okay. It's all about Circe. She's rejected by her own kin, and she's the daughter of the sun, god of sun. And she's banished off into an island. And then, of course, you know, a woman on her own in an island. Lots of witchcraft, lots of good old storyline to this. Very, very good, actually, Claire.
Right. Listen, you're always great because we get great reading lists from you. Whatever we talk about, we end up with a bunch of books that we need to read or listen to. Tracy and Jenny, thank you so much for coming in.